All right, 1380 WPHM. You have heard of urban farming. We've had some urban farming initiatives here in Port Huron. Certainly Detroit has really been on the map with urban farming. Joining us right now is an urban farmer in the city of Detroit, Jerry Ann Hebron, on the line with us right now. Jerry, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell us about the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm.
We've been around. So we're located in Detroit, in a community referred to as the North End, which is a Motown neighborhood. Motown artists started right here in our neighborhood. We've been around since 2009 doing urban farming and a part of the food justice movement here in Detroit. So we grow food, over 33 different varieties of fruits and vegetables. We run a farmer's market. We have workforce development programs and youth mentoring programs, cooking and nutrition classes.
Farming is not easy work. Anybody that's ever had a farm, whether it's an urban farm or any other kind of farm, knows that it's hard work. And you recently got some help on your farm, didn't you?
We did. Ford Motor Company has come through for us to help us be able to extend our growing season, because here in Michigan, typically our growing season is over in November, and people still need access to healthy food. So we're going to be able to build a new greenhouse that has all the bells and whistles. It'll have heat and water and electricity, and it's going to help us to be able to extend our growing season, which will allow us to continue to provide some nutritional food for folks in our community. And we're excited about that.
That is exciting. And the way that they sort of announced this help for you, they also got some help from the Detroit Lions, right?
The Detroit Lions, yes. Go team.
I mean, they actually brought the players came in their Ford F-150s, and they came to work, didn't they?
Oh, my God. That was a day I will never, ever forget.
Walk us through it. Tell us what happened. Tell us what happened that day.
I mean, the NFL folks came in. Ford Motor people were here. The Lions were here. And I'm telling you, when we walked out of our community house and saw seven brand new F-150 trucks pull up on Goodwin, it was like,
what's going on?
What's going on with this? They were beautiful. And then the Lions delivered to us tickets to the Thanksgiving game and some equipment. And I mean, we got to talk to them, and it was just remarkable. And then I kept asking myself, how did these people find out about our work? I mean, we've been here since 2009, and, you know, you always think, oh, you're doing this, and mm-hmm. you keep your head down, and you're just doing your work, right? But to have, you know, the NFL, the Lions, and Ford Motor Company, you know, come to our farm in the North End and, you know, want to learn more about our work, see our work, and just be able to tell the world about it.
Yeah.
I'm blown away.
That is really cool. How did they find out about you? How did this all occur?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Must have been some angels at work there, huh?
It's some angels somewhere working on behalf of us. And, you know, we, with the pandemic, we never shut down.
Yeah.
So when the world stopped, we continue to work and continue to grow our food and be a resource for emergency food distribution, you know, because restaurants closed, chefs weren't working. They had all this inventory that if they didn't give it away, it was going to go to waste. And so we didn't want that to happen. And so we became a reservoir to receive all of this food from these different restaurants and organizations, and then be able to get that out into community. So collectively, between March and December of last year, we fed about 25,000 families.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We would not stop. You know, we worked 7 days a week, and then we came back this year, 2021, from January to April, we continue to do emergency food distribution, and then in May we went to planting to get ready for our farmers market. So it's been an amazing experience. We always knew we were essential, but to have it confirmed in this way. So what this means to us and our team is this is confirmation that the work we do is important and people appreciate it.
We're talking with Detroit farmer Jerry Ann Hebron at the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm. How big is the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm, Jerry, and how did this all get started?
This all started, my mother, who is a pastor at the St. John Evangelist Temple of Truth and School of Wisdom Church for 33 years, had a vision. And she said it was a vision from God. And she gave it, she told me what it was, and she asked me to come over and make this happen. And so, hence, I took that and led the organization. We became a part of the food justice movement. We didn't know 9 years ago when we built the first 20 by 20 plot that we would now be something like over 6.5 acres. And 3.5 of it is dedicated to food production to the next 100 years because we placed all the land inside of a community land trust. And so we just wanted to make sure that there will always be access to food in this community.
Well, you're doing great work there.
That's how it started.
That is amazing. Congratulations on the recognition from Ford and from the Lions. And that had to have been a real thrill, as you described. It sounded like quite a day, huh?
Yes, it's been amazing. And we're so excited to get to go to the Lions game. This is a first experience for me and my team. We've never been before.
Well, go Lions. I'll tell you what. They need a win, right?
We need a win. We need a win, yes.
Jerry, thanks for sharing your story. We really appreciate it. Great talking to you today.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good day and happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Jerry Ann Hebron, a Detroit farmer at the Oakland Avenue Urban Farm. We, in all fairness, we recorded that before Thanksgiving, so we did not know how the game was going to turn out. And just a really neat story, though. Say what you will about the Detroit Lions, about the Ford family. You know, they do good things in Detroit. They do want to produce a winner. It'll happen someday, but that's just a real neat story of urban farming in the city of Detroit.